With time running out to register to speak out on proposed federal riding boundary changes, a local MP says the North has a right to be heard. A proposed new electoral map released by the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for Ontario in August would remove one member of parliament in Northern Ontario and increase the area the remaining MPs cover. An additional MP would be added in the Greater Toronto Area. For Timmins, the James Bay coastal communities would be removed from the riding and the new boundary would extend south to the Cobalt Area. Public meetings are scheduled for people to comment on the changes. The deadline to register to talk at a hearing is on September 25. There is an in-person session in Timmins on Tuesday, October 11 at the Senator Hotel. The virtual hearing for Northern Ontario is on Wednesday, October 26 at 6:30 p.m. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus is not happy that only three in-person hearings are being held in the North for the residents affected to speak. "We have been through these issues before. And we have held our own. Northern Ontario has a right to be heard. Our regions are immense, and people already feel a great sense of displacement from the political power in Canada. If citizens, groups or local leaders want to be heard, I encourage them to fill out the online forum and have their voices heard," said Angus in a news release. The proposal locally is to create the riding of Cochrane-Timmins-Timiskaming. It would cover from Hearst and Horn Payne in the northwest and extend south to Cobalt. The municipalities included in the proposed new riding are Timmins, Temiskaming Shores, Cobalt, Cochrane, Englehart, Hearst, Iroquois Falls, Kapuskasing, Kirkland Lake, Latchford, Smooth Rock Falls and Charlton and Dack. The townships in those areas are also included. The First Nations communities included are Abitibi, Constance Lake, Flying Post, Matachewan, Matagami and New Post. The population of a Cochrane-Timmins-Timiskaming riding is 107,097, compared to 80,785 people in the existing Timmins-James Bay. The James Bay area would be part of a new riding called Kiewatinung-Mushkagowik, which would extend from Muswani and Moose Factory in the east right to the Manitoba border to be 520,307 square kilometers. The total population is pegged at 36,427. Register for the in-person or virtual sessions here. Angus also has a section on his website explaining how to participate. Written submissions are also being accepted. At its September 13 meeting, Timmins Council expressed opposition to the changes. The city will be sending a letter detailing its concerns after meeting with community stakeholders such as Mushkagowik Council and Anishinaabe Nation. People wanting to submit their own written concerns can email on at redecoupage-federal-redistribution.ca or mail a submission to P.O. Box 37018 Southdale, London, Ontario, N6E3T3. The full map of the redrawn boundaries is available here.